When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
Yes. And this is the podcast that's making conspiracies fun again. We're comics. We get together each week, drink beer, and talk about crazy, weird, wacky, wild stuff. This week, we're talking about the secrets of Greenland.
Ooh, nice.
I don't even know if there's I was going to do an accent and realize I don't think it's a Greenland.
Yeah. Does anyone live on Greenland?
I don't think
Greenland's Iceland. That's the biggest conspiracy.
Right. Yeah, that is. Yeah. That is. Yeah. We have talked about Greenland, but some recent events have brought it back into the forefront of the conspiratorial world. We've been doing some just banger patron episodes.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun.
I think that it's worth a small amount of your money. Mm-hmm. $5 or so, depending on what level. It goes up to, I think, $10,000 now is, is the highest level.
It goes straight from $5,000 to $10,000. What
else? We're going to be at the Mind Under Matter campout just in a couple of weeks. If you haven't got your tickets, it's September 9th through 11th. Mm-hmm. Podcast, music, art.
Scientists.
There's even a section that is for, what did he call it? Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
What kind of festival has a shenanigans section?
This one.
This one does.
I don't know what the hell it means, but you're going to find
out.
I'll
be in the shenanigan area.
Yeah. Just you naked, just being
if anybody
whipped.
Has any DMT, bring that.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be a fun.
On the DL.
Yeah. Okay, so joining us today for the first time, very excited to have a friend of the Raleigh comedy scene. We've been doing comedy basically started within months of each other. Very funny. He is the host of a very funny podcast that has showed up on the front page of Reddit multiple times called Fred Talks. Give it up to our friend Freddie Valoy.
What's up? Do you guys have a name for your fan base?
No, that's
we call our patrons cryptids.
Okay.
But other than that, we haven't taken on the Lady Gaga monsters thing yet.
Okay.
Maybe that's why we're not
all
bigger
because
right.
Shout out to all the
it.
Listeners of Conspiracy Beer Me. See how that's a lot.
The drums.
Yeah, that's
the
a drums. Lot to say. Yeah. And CBMer sounds weird and stuff.
Oh, that's cool though.
Yeah.
CBMer. Yeah. CBMer. That's cool.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like, that's like
a constipated bowel movement.
Or CBMer-effers.
CBMer-effers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like all these, man. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on. This is very cool. This is fun. I love the
we haven't even started this
and
yeah we're
and
here
that.
Yeah in the yeah, conspiracy thanks. Cave. You have a podcast called Fred Talks, which we said is has had lots of success. What do you guys do on
So my podcast didn't make it to the front. I just had a couple tweets make it to the front page.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you're
It's kind of like my joke credit. It's like it's a joke, but it's kind of like
cool. Oh, so you've cool. had you've tweeted and made it to the front. What were the tweets?
Yeah, it was one was during the pandemic. I said I just saw two crackheads fighting at the gas station. The earth is healing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that made it to the front of black people Twitter and
nice.
The front page.
See, and I said Twitter.
You did.
I said
Twitter. But it's the tweet that made it to Reddit. It's a whole.
Oh, man. Cross-platform.
Yeah, cross-pollinating.
What was the other, like?
And the other one was, it was about something about being from New York. I was like, if you left New York when you were 9, don't claim New York. It was, the joke was like that. I don't remember. It was one of my first ones. And I had a C-level DJ from Hot 97 steal my tweet.
Oh,
and he took my, he redacted it.
Isn't that?
Hate
crazy
that
but it was but I felt good because that was the first thing I had like go like semi you know do
yeah,
something
yeah.
I was like oh shit this is kind of cool yeah.
right
that is the worst though when you tweet something and then like almost immediately someone you know that's fairly famous tweets the exact same
man,
thing
I had this,
yeah
just rewords it like they just tweaked your joke
yes.
and you're like well that's done nice
I don't tweet much I tweeted recently something and like 2 days later my wife sends me a screenshot she's like what the F and it was a Matthew McConaughey almost word for word.
Oh shit.
Like it was a picture of Matthew McConaughey with the, him saying almost word for word what I had tweeted.
What'd you tweet? I am not going to be mayor. Or, and I'm not going to be governor of Texas.
All right.
Okay. No, it was just his movie
I
quote.
I said something like, the best thing a father can do for his children is love their mother. which is an old quote. I didn't come up with that. It's an old quote that I heard at one point. But I was talking about it with a friend who's having a baby. Mm-hmm. And I said that to him. And he's like, man, I love that quote. And I'm like, it's like a really good quote. So anyway.
Wait, so you, okay.
So then 2 days later, that's like Matthew McConaughey said then.
Crazy.
Yeah, but you said it's an old quote, right? It's like known?
Yeah, but it's weird that like I said it.
Oh, that's more of a synchronicity than a.
Yeah, than he took your idea.
Yeah.
You took somebody's idea too.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, but I stole it from like a quote calendar in 1984. And it was like, we had a quote calendar every day. Yeah. And I was like, sure he didn't have that quote calendar.
Yeah.
It is cool to find those products where you're like, oh God, you guys had that too?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, just, you know, what's one of them?
All those, there used to be a whole series of books that sat on your toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we didn't have smartphones.
Yeah.
Like Sniglets. Did you ever have the book called
It sounds racist as fuck.
It does.
Holy shit.
I hadn't said that word.
Yeah.
An I-G-L-E.
That is not good.
It is not a racist term.
No. It looks like that's my nickname. Yeah. Hey, it's Sniglet Jones. Skating around.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, it was like a book about words that should be words.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Like they were all just old racist terms that didn't catch
on. No, yeah. Yeah. It was my guy. I think he was on Saturday Night Live or something, like branched off famous making a.
It's pretty cool.
Those things. Anyway. Yeah, so I think a lot of people had like a Calvin and Hobbes comic book on their toilet. You have those?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we had those.
Hell yeah.
The Victoria's Secrets.
Far Side. Right? Yeah.
Frederick's of Hollywood.
Oh my gosh.
What's Frederick's of Hollywood?
So Frederick's of Hollywood.
Trashy Victoria's Secret.
It was like a dirty Victoria's Secret. And I didn't know this, but I saw an ad from like the 50s for Frederick's of Hollywood. It's been like boudoir. Like
yeah, for a while.
For a long time. But my friend's dad owned an airport. And this has nothing to do with the story. I don't dislike mentioning it. but I would go there, and he still had a subscription as a father to Frederick's of Hollywood. I was like,
I guess
it's better than porn, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think that the average 25-year-old man understands that in 1985, when the Sears and Roebuck catalog showed up, you had hours of looking at bras.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude. And
you just looked at women in bras because that's the best you could find.
Right? I found a website that has all of them scanned, and you can go year by year and remember your childhood. If you have hours and are independently wealthy.
You save them all as a screensaver, so they automatically just slideshow. Yeah.
That's a great website, man. Nostalgia is big, especially
huge.
Yeah.
Nostalgia porn is a thing, and this is literally nostalgia porn.
Yeah, they call it, what do they call it? Vintage.
Oh, yeah,
vintage porn. Well, do you believe in climate science?
Which part about it?
Like global warming and everything?
Global, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I like that you had to think for a second. Oh, wait, I do believe it.
So, I was going to say some things as conclusions, but I'm willing to talk about them if you didn't agree, but like, those of you that believe in science, climate science, I think we all know that the Earth is in a cycle of rapid warming. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there is debate as to whether that's cyclical, whether it's man-made, whether we can change. I get all that there's debate, but there's no debate in my mind that the Earth is quickly warming up. I think there's like a fire in Antarctica.
Right now,
I read about it this morning. And I was like, holy shit, that's not good.
Crazy.
And they've been and like, you know, if you look back, and I know that Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, not everyone's favorite film, but, you know, remember there was like that spike, like his temperatures rise, like it was like it's doing this and all of a sudden
it's exponentially increasing.
That's where we are. Like the temps have been rising at twice the normal rate. The hottest years and record have all been like in the last decade. It seems like every year we break the new one. And the most visible signs of, I think, of this are like obviously at the poles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, in Antarctica, massive ice is breaking off. You know, everyone's seen the videos of those poor, starving polar bears.
Oh, yeah. Trying so to sad.
Like, are we sure they're not showing us the same video of ice falling? It's hard to tell.
Yeah. And that polar bear's, just stop filming me. There's other ones out there.
I think my favorite "you got what you deserved" videos are those people sitting there watching ice collapse, and then they realize that When huge ice claps, it sends a huge wave and it just destroys their boat or just and I'm just like, good.
Good.
You shouldn't be up there.
Yeah. Destruction of Earth is not tourism. Although it sounds cool.
It does, yeah.
The oldest and thickest ice in the Arctic has declined by a stunning 95%, which I think, again, people don't realize how big of a deal this is. And then they say if we do nothing, well, this is a startling fact, that both poles will be ice-free by 2040.
Whoa.
2040.
That's 18 years from now.
So that means, what is that, like, so higher sea levels? What would, if that happens, what land is left, you know?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit of land, but that depends upon, the warmer the earth gets, water expands when it's warm, storms get stronger, water levels go up, we have, we're not quite sure because the models don't really forecast out well.
Yeah. My parents bought basically east of Raleigh on some real close to water. And I was like, why'd you buy that? Because it's going to be underwater. And she goes, no, go to this website. The climate models show even with all the ice caps melting, we'll be fine. I was like, what a crazy thing to factor into your home buying process.
I thought came all the way up to I-95.
Oh, did it? I don't know.
I think that's where the I-95 kind of tracks along.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like the sand basin is all. To
oh
the,
yeah,
you know.
Sand
but
okay. But we're fine here.
Yeah, we'll be good. We'll be beachfront.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Dude, hell yeah. We're like a new kind of gentrification. Yeah.
Freaking
the white sands are moving in.
Yeah,
5 billion people die, and we're like, yeah, but I'm beachfront.
That's
now.
Right. So this came with a cost, but it's worth it.
How long before you can go to the beach and enjoy it before after the memorials?
Are you asking how long bones turn into sand? How long does that take?
Socially acceptable.
Beach
and not be like you know you asshole.
Right. Yeah. It's like how long before you have a birthday party near WTC area? It's like, but there's a fucking Chuck E. Cheese right there. Can I not go? No, we have to. Several years.
You gotta. You'll still get some dirty looks from
people.
For
sure. But they'll be at the beach too, so it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Nice tan.
Exactly.
Well, the bizarre thing that's been in the news lately about this is that while the ice melts, the richest men in the world have become very interested in Greenland, the melting ice on Greenland. Do you guys know about this?
No.
So there's a company, Cobalt Metals.
Kobold.
Kobold, which is a mineral exploration company based out of California. It's funded by, get ready for this, Jeff Bezos, Michael Bloomberg, Bill Gates. And they've partnered with Blue Jay Mining to find extremely rare precious metals in Greenland that they claim are necessary to powering the next generation of batteries for renewable energy. So zinc, cobalt, other minerals that they say exist in huge quantities in Greenland.
Okay.
Now, Freddie, you look like you don't buy this, or maybe you're just processing that the richest men of the world are suddenly very interested in Greenland as the ice melts.
So they're going to start stripping Greenland of their natural resources?
Yes.
I think it'd be nice, man. They've done it to Africa enough.
Yeah.
Let's just balance it out, dude.
Giving jobs to people.
Yeah.
Are there people don't live in Greenland?
No, because Greenland's basically ice covered, whereas Iceland is people.
Yeah, they did the old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Right.
I was picturing hot blonde women and that direction.
No.
Yeah, Iceland is like where people go visit. Greenland people visit, but it's basically just the outer edge of it is. But now people think under the ice there's more going on, and these multi-billionaires, they want minerals, but they don't want them for e-vehicles, and they may be after even something else.
Oh, okay.
Now they have drones and helicopters all over the area that are using transmitters to measure the electromagnetic field of the subsurface layers of Greenland. Now, underneath the Greenland ice, something is going on.
No.
Now, did you know the U.S. has a military base underneath Greenland? It's the northernmost Air Force base that we have. It's been operational since 1843. And here's what I find most perplexing. It has a series of tunnels that total 2,400 miles.
That's wild.
Damn.
That's from Wilmington, North Carolina to the coast of California. That's the length of I-40.
Yeah, I've driven that. It took a while.
Wow.
So like that's, like, think about just driving across the country and they have underground tunnels of the same length there in
going
the
space. Going down?
No, going like under the surface.
Oh, okay.
So there's just underground tunnels. Now,
but it's
now,
probably like an intestine, right? Because like yeah. that's real long, but it's all curvy. I
mean, well, how long is it?
Yeah, how long?
20 feet?
I don't know.
Why would you build a serpentine tunnel system under the ice?
I don't know. How are you going to launch planes out of a trail? I don't know.
Maybe. It just seems like they wanted to. No, I get it. It's like, well, the surface is inhospitable. Mm-hmm. It's like we don't have those. What are those things in Hoth that they ride around on those tauntauns?
AT-AT?
No, the
yeah,
like
tauntaun,
the
yeah.
kangaroo, the yeah. hairy kangaroo. Okay.
The ones that go, and then they fall over when it's cold and you cut them open.
You cut them open and you live in there. How stinky is that?
Yeah.
Sleeping in the carcass of a. I had a friend once who they would jump off this bridge into a reservoir, but it was like kind of closed off. So it wasn't moving water, it's just a straight lake. And they would jump into it. And this buddy jumped in and came up screaming bloody murder. Like, and they were, he was just freaking out. But what had happened, they found out, is that when he jumped, like a few feet under the surface was this cow that had died and had gotten bloated. And was just everything was like just disintegrated, and he went through the cow and just came out just
he
was like freaking out.
Do you know if that smell stuck to him?
I think he probably can't eat beef anymore.
Yeah, I bet not. That's like that Seinfeld episode of the car that smells bad and they can't get the smell out. Like he'll always smell bad no matter what.
You're doing your bit. You're doing your new routine.
Yeah, that's right.
It's called Camp Century, it was built as a phony subterranean city to like, I think they did that a lot in the '40s with bases. Like they would build like a church, they'd build like a fake church and a fake town.
Oh, inflatable tanks.
Yeah, they would just do these weird things so that people were like, oh, it's just a small settlement, a little fishing village, but underneath it. They're conducting all this polar research. Okay. And they found, by the way, it has its own nuclear reactor that powers the entire thing under the ground.
And these are factual things. Freddie's like, what the fuck?
These are factual.
Yeah.
A lot of our guests are like, what the fuck? And they're like, no, these are actually, you can find these on
Camp Century. I feel like there's like, I wouldn't be surprised if there'd be a mall in this place.
Yeah.
This like, that's crazy.
The mall. Cheesecake Factory.
Do we know
factory.
What we're doing there? Is that where we're getting to? Is that?
Well, no, we don't know what we're doing there. That's the problem. As we don't really know why, we still have a strategic base in Greenland with 2,400 miles of tunnel, a nuclear reactor, and they have found so many things. Like they, well, also there's a deep freezer there that has 3 months of food supplies for all the residents. And there's like 1,000 people living in this. Underground subterranean Greenland city.
Wow.
Now they found a freshwater lake underneath the tunnels that's the size of Lake Tahoe.
Okay. That's pretty small now. So,
is it?
They keep finding dead people in Lake Tahoe, isn't it? Or is that Mead? Oh, Lake Mead.
Yeah. Sorry, that's the one. Lake Tahoe's in Nevada, northern Nevada.
What do they do for sun? Like, because you know, if you don't get enough vitamin D, like, how do they circumvent that?
Oh yeah, they're all real.
Because this place is sounding really cool. I guess there's
probably UV light. Go into a light room or something like that.
How long do you think it took them to figure that out? It's like, just put a Starbucks in there. Oh, they're still depressed. I put them give them a sharper image. Nope, still depressed. Oh, it's light. Weird. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, I bet there was like a hell of a bar there for a while. Oh, just like.
Oh gosh!
Just like I haven't seen the sun in 4 years. I'm just drinking this blues away.
The drama in there too.
Oh yeah,
it's like the people in like your neighborhood.
Oh yeah. You got to be a swinger, right?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I think the Air Force is they're pretty high in that type of, like wife swapping.
Oh really?
And stuff. Yeah, because I guess the because it's such a dangerous thing to do.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for them to apparently like wife swap, or when one guy dies, they, you know.
You just take in, you just take in the
crazy. Yeah.
You just flying jets.
Fly girls. Fly boys.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's a.
I would have joined.
If we got anybody that has experience with this, we'd love to have you on the pod. I mean, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think cheating wives in the military are like a common.
And cheating husbands, I'm sure, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's
not just relegated to wives.
That's just, that's kind of just a thing.
Cheating husbands?
Yeah, dudes are just pieces of shit.
So right. It's like this idea that like your husband's deployed. And like my wife spent the night last night with a friend of ours whose husband's deployed.
And and you hooked up with the lady.
I mean, I did. Yeah, it was great. It was great.
She could be dead. You don't know.
We don't know, man. Schrodinger's cat. I'm just doing it for my country. Yeah. I didn't want to. There's a lot of loneliness. I am a bit amazed by the fact that they found a lake seven stories below the ice. That's the size of Lake Tahoe. That's fresh, drinkable water. And it's pretty tropical climate. It's like warm. It's like somehow the ice has trapped warm air down there. Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, it sounds like that's normal though, because when you drill, it gets super hot because you're getting close to that magma.
Oh, I think it's like somehow under the ice, there's like hospitable land. And I'm not proposing this as my my final thought because I have even more, but I almost wonder if like the billionaires who are aware of climate change, probably on a level that we aren't, like Bill Gates has basically made it his life's work at this point.
That and diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, diarrhea is a cause of death. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was trying to find ways to save the world. And I think that was just sort of, Part and parcel of that.
You know about that? Like most of his money was going towards diarrhea, stopping diarrhea in third world countries.
Yeah. It's like a huge cause of death there.
Yeah.
But he shot people with all these vaccines and drugs against their will. It's really.
He should have just bought him a cold brew coffee maker. That's what I bought today. So I would stop shitting myself.
Wait, that'll make you stop shitting?
Yeah, because it cuts the acid out.
Oh.
The acid when you brew from heat is cut out from the cold brew process.
So when I like just do the old school cold brew, I just put grinds in the fridge in water.
Yeah, that's correct.
That you could do that.
You still shit yourself?
Yeah,
man, you gotta get that checked out. Freddie's like, I don't know what this pot is crazy.
I gotta get off Microsoft. Okay, so President Trump, do you remember this? He tried to buy Greenland.
Yes, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say, I think that these billionaires have been trying to figure out what they're going to do if the planet becomes inhospitable.
Hell yeah.
They all bought these massive yachts that are like solar powered yachts that like you could live on.
They bought tons of property in New Zealand, right? Wasn't that another
New Zealand thing? There's a lot of evidence to say that New Zealand will be one of the last places to die in a massive climate change shift. I think Greenland's another one where they're just like, if it all goes to hell, you want to live on the poles, and Greenland is a lot easier to live on than Antarctica because there's a Nazi base in Antarctica. So.
Is there really?
Oh, there's a theory that there is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
So I think that they might just be looking – it's just land speculation. But also remember that President Trump tried to buy Greenland. You remember that?
I do, yeah. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's not for sale.
Yeah, Denmark was like,
yeah.
No, that's like, we own that. It's not like you can't go around buying the largest island in the world.
So pretty blonde-haired people is pretty close because Denmark owns it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, there we go.
Yeah, you got it.
Came back around. Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to let me be stupid. You guys like, that's how stupid the comment was. You guys felt awkward and didn't correct me.
Oh my god, this guy thinks like an idiot. I'm glad it came full circle.
Is there anybody famous from Greenland?
No one lives there, right?
I think people live there.
I mean,
Greenland.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm googling it right now. Let's keep.
What a great trivia question.
Yeah,
the most famous
person
like. I don't know. You may be right. There might not be a. There has to be a settlement there.
Most famous person from Greenland. Oh, there's a list of Greenlanders. It's
recognize any of their names?
No, it's like 30 people long, and they're all like.
It's like there's probably some like rugby player.
Is it close to Iceland?
It's very close.
Right? I think I assumed that they owned it. I didn't know Denmark owned it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Denmark owns Greenland.
Wow. And,
I didn't
know that all that was going on in Greenland. I thought that was kind of like Antarctica where nobody lived there.
Yeah, no, there's
a decent amount. This Wikipedia has a following list of notable people from Greenland, and it's maybe 50
people
long.
There are
some
coastal towns there.
Okay. Yeah.
They're hard scrabble towns.
Have you heard of Aki Matilda Horendam?
Oh, the famous artist?
No, the famous artist is Nadja Abelson.
Okay, that's who I was thinking
of course. So similar in their names.
Yeah.
hold on, let me read this one. Aaron of Kankek, hunter, painter, and oral historian. And he's a list of notable people.
Oral historian.
Yeah, he just tells people about the three things that happened on Greenland.
Right? It sounds like a drunk. I know, right?
Yeah. He just likes to drink and tell stories. My kind of guy. I like that.
Yeah, that's they were hard pressed to find notable people. Yeah. They're like, all right,
give it to that guy.
Well, when Trump offered to buy Greenland, I mean, they obviously refused. And then 2 weeks later, do you know what he did?
What?
He announced Space Force. Now, correlation and causality, I don't know where we are with that. Right. But I will say that Greenland has been a hotbed for UFO activity forever. And there is a very credible crash site near the seaport town of Scoresbysund.
Okay.
Scoresbysund.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce Greenland.
Is that where the Skarsgårds are from?
What is the Skarsgård?
Those are the actors.
The Skarsgård.
He was in Dune. He was in It. All the full family.
Was he on your list?
No, he's definitely not from there. Then I didn't get to the S's.
He's from. I think he's Swedish, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That sounds.
That's the
right.
Same basic people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But probably. Do you really draw in your mind? Do you draw a difference between Danish, Swedish, Scandinavian?
No, their countries touch.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, like,
yep. They're all the same.
They're all, I mean, probably at one point in their history, which if any of them are listening, this is probably a terribly offensive thing. They were probably all one nation, right? They were all probably Vikings at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just got carved up for political reasons. And these are Scandinavian. This is where Leif Erikson sailed to.
Yeah.
And what did he find? He found like a fucking working UFO village, probably.
Probably.
But it's been a site, like there's been a crash site there. Back in 2020 on Google Maps, this guy found like a black triangular shape, like on the surface of Greenland. And all of it reminds me of an article I read quite recently about a crash site where the craft, it's a pretty verified UFO crash. And the thing that I found most striking about it was that the people who observed the crash, the remains, said that the spaceship was made out of an incredibly thin, complex material. It was 17 microns.
Okay.
Damn.
And it was the microns were made up of complex minerals, copper, iron.
Yeah. Like at an atomic scale.
On an atomic scale. And there were gold threads that ran through, and then they put it under a microscope. And what they found was that the 17 micron thread, which is tiny, is actually made up of even smaller threads that have been braided with this gold thread that runs through it that conducts electricity.
Damn.
Crazy. And I'm like, that sounds to me like, why are these billionaires here? Because here in Greenland, buried under the ice, are the minerals they need to try to replicate and reverse engineer the technology that we have, which is this we need a source of minerals that are just impossible to find on Earth. Now, to make this make even more sense, NASA has said that Greenland's surface, the surface of not the ice, but the surface, is, they believe, the most similar to multiple moons in our solar system.
Oh, really?
So they think that like Greenland's surface, every time they come back, they go to the moon, they bring back these like crazy ass mineral samples. Mm-hmm. Like, remember like moon rocks were like a big deal? And but like there's all these minerals out in space that they're just really in short supply here or hard to find. But Greenland appears to be a place where these minerals exist.
Does that mean that maybe a meteorite or an asteroid created it?
Yeah, but you know what I'm starting to think? I'm starting to think that meteorites and asteroids are one of the methods that aliens use to travel through space.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, just they got like a leash up there and just like, fuck it. What's that Marvel movie where you stand on top just riding the fucking something?
Oh, the Guardians of the Galaxy
2. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, here's what I think. I think like we know at this point, we know the trajectory of certain comets, mm-hmm. right? Like, right, we know when they're going to pass,
yep.
how to get there. And you're like, I don't need the energy to get to deep space. I just need the energy to get to that comet.
Oh,
and
right.
then I can sit behind it. Like when you used to sit behind a semi on the highway and like draft, like we could use its gravitational pull. We know where it's going. And then when we're ready to get off, we can just kind of like exit the slipstream and we'll be there.
Hmm. It's like public transportation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Space.
Right. And
runs every 72 years. Right. You can catch this bus.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And you think that other aliens are like, fucking public transportation stinks. Yeah. They're like, I don't want to ride this shit. Fucking, yeah. It's always late. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that what's going on is a combination of a couple things. I think that, and it's all, I think, coming to a head in Greenland, is that the richest men in the world, and when I say men, I am talking literally about men, but the richest people, for that matter, I think that they have access to a dossier of information that very few people have access to. Mm-hmm.
It's like presidents. Sorry, what were you
going to say? No, I agree with that, yeah. Yeah, especially when you see like certain people get a little bit of power and how they can be assholes with just a tiny bit. Imagine these guys that have it all.
Yeah.
Like you start thinking you're on, you know, you're not even human anymore. You're like, you know, our saviors are going to come get us because we're better. Yeah, that's it's like bred out of superiority and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that people with incredible amounts of money, like the Musks and the Gates and the Bloombergs, They in their mind think I can probably solve any problem, right? So I want to try to solve it. And in doing so, they realize we're fucked.
Right.
Right. Like we're not able to change. Like we have intelligent life here on this planet that is probably, if not extraterrestrial, it's terrestrial in the sense that it's been here longer than us. Mm-hmm. They have technology. Mm-hmm. They are becoming frighteningly aware of the fact that the climate is changing at such a rapid rate that they cannot sustain life here unless they eradicate a huge portion of us or do something to cool the planet down because it's just heating up too quickly, right? And I actually think that what's happening is that they know that if this transpires, that the competition for natural resources will become so severe that nuclear war would be inevitable. And I think they're really afraid of nuclear war.
Interesting.
And I think billionaires are the ones who know this. And so what they're trying to do is they're saying, we got to get to Greenland. We got to establish a presence there so that some of us can live, whether that's in this camp, right, in this underground network of tunnels that they've created, or possibly on the surface. Or we can perhaps mine these minerals and create some sort of technology to help us, or some combination. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Now that's not just my theory. That is a theory that people
are
putting forward as why billionaires are currently, and it makes total sense. It's like, why are you out there measuring electromagnetic fields? Why did the government build a satellite just to capture fast radio bursts in Greenland? Right? Like, why are we trying to communicate with outer space in that area? Because it's just a hotbed for all this stuff.
And they have fresh drinkable water there too. Isn't water supposed to be like some kind of scarce resource in the future?
For sure. Yeah.
It's like, where'd they find that water? Where's that water coming from?
Yeah.
What we end up with is more salt water, more water in our oceans, less water in fresh water in lakes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What happens? So, yeah.
Oh, that's where that comes from. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why all these corporations have started, like, Nestle owns so much water, and they're going to basically be our water lords in the future because they control it all. And
aren't they doing like bad things?
Dude, Nestle is probably one of the worst companies in the world. Yeah, like right? slavery and yeah. Look, just look up anything related to Nestle and
the chocolate guys, the Hershey Kiss people.
But they own like
wait no Hershey 80, Nestle is Hershey.
I don't know what they own, but they own like 80% of the world's consumer goods. It's insane.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's not an accurate number. I'll put that out there. But they own a shit ton of stuff and they are in charge of a lot of stuff. Man. And it's on par. Coca-Cola does horrible things. Like they
If you think Coca-Cola. They
do bad stuff, Nestle owns a lot more than Coke does. It's pretty bad.
Like legit slavery, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah. But man, I love Kinder eggs. You get the little toy, and who's gonna make the little toys? But little kids, you can't have big fingers.
Is Nestle what are the Kinder eggs?
Those aren't, I don't know. Those aren't. I bet the, it's probably Nestle. I don't know.
What are the ones with the Cadbury eggs?
That's the one with the cream inside. Like Kinder those? Eggs have a little a toy.
Yeah.
Nah, I like those Robin eggs.
If I was those are the best. Hell yeah!
It has like a cookie crisp in there.
Oh yeah.
Those things are great.
Okay,
yeah,
so Nestle.
Those are actually robin eggs. You know that?
Yeah.
That's why the bird population is.
They'd be shitting chocolate.
Dwindling. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nestle owns a shit ton of stuff. I mean, they own Deer Park, Pellegrino, Pure Life, Arrowhead, Perrier, Diamond Spring, Ice Mountain, Gerber.
Oh, man.
They own tons of chocolate, obviously, but Nestle, Nescafe, Nespresso, Hot Pockets, motherfuckers. That's my jam, and
you eat Hot Pockets.
I haven't since college.
That seems like an alien. Like that seems like something space.
Yeah. Food. Those are the original Fleshlights.
Who's the CEO of Nestle?
Did you just say that Hot Pockets are the original Fleshlight?
Yeah, only because Freddie's been talking about Fleshlights on his stories today, so that was in my brain.
What? Yeah. Wait a second. Do you really think that you would put your?
Hell no. No, because you always burn your mouth.
You would have no idea. You'd be like, this feels like the right temp. And then your head get frostbite on your penis. That would be terrible.
I wouldn't doubt that somebody tried to fuck a Hot Pocket.
Oh, absolutely.
I tried to fuck a piece of salami one time.
Really?
Yeah, I cut a piece off of it. Obviously, you know, because...
Wait.
And I put a hole through it, and I tried to put...
Really?
When I was, like, 12.
Damn.
Wait, crazy. So you carved out a hole, like...
A hole, yeah. I, like, cut it out, and then...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, you ate?
No. I didn't put my dick in it yet. I cut the hole. Then the meat in the middle that came out, I like ate it.
What did you do with the post fucked salami?
You have a dog? You probably threw it to the dog.
No. I think I ate it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it didn't work out. So I was
I don't want to waste this salami.
I cut out the other piece. And then
was it summer sausage or was it like a thin chorizo?
It's like Hispanic fucking the one that's the big like this big.
Yeah. It's like one. You get it from the deli counter and they slice
chorizo?
No, it's not chorizo. It's called
why's your dick bright red? It's the spices.
Mexican girl sucking my dick like, oh, this is good.
Eye poppy. This poppy. Is paprika.
Smile me a home.
I don't buy this idea that the richest men in the world are out to mine minerals, precious minerals from Greenland to make electric vehicle batteries that are sustainable.
Yeah, that seems like it's why we're going to need batteries if we're fucked in the future.
Yeah, it's that. And I also don't think that if these guys are so environmentally concerned that they're going to go to an incredibly environmentally sensitive area and strip mine it. In order to create something that will hopefully sustain life,
right?
There has to be a different way.
Yeah.
Right? Put a fucking solar panel on a car. Like, why are we so committed to?
Yeah. I mean, there are, I've done a lot of research on this, and it's solar technology isn't great. So that's the main issue.
Well, I understand that.
Because the problem is the battery's at the other end. So I understand that. But also, that's a short term solution for it. A long term.
This is my point is that like I can't imagine that you say we got to have a way to make because like California just banned gas vehicles.
Yeah, by 2035.
Right? Yeah, and most countries follow suit.
Yeah,
in other words, manufacturers are going to have to make EV vehicles that are affordable because California is their biggest state for automobile sales.
Damn. Yeah.
So therefore, the trickle down is that in North Carolina, you're going to walk in and you're going to be like, you can get a gas powered car; it's a lot more expensive, or you can get an electric car; it's a lot cheaper. And you know, so
I'm on board with it.
I can't imagine that their solution, like, we have this mass problem and we're going to solve it with mineral deposits in Greenland. That doesn't sound to me like rational. It sounds to me like that's the cover story for what they really want. I don't know what they really want. And maybe they just want these fucking minerals because they're rich guys that want to stay rich.
Yeah, right. But what did they need it for, like, production of like batteries and shit like that?
Yeah, that's what they say. Like, yeah.
That doesn't sound too crazy. What else could it be?
Why would these minerals allow us to make better batteries? What is it about certain minerals?
We could do a whole podcast about what that is. I mean, I just posted about some new aluminum batteries that they have.
Oh, they did created, see that. They created.
They get really hot, but they are super efficient and they charge super fast. So.
Are they hoping to find a new mineral that does?
I think probably. I think they're probably trying to find, and I'm no battery expert.
I don't even really understand how a battery works. I'll be honest.
just put it in your tape player and works.
I mean, right, let's take that little square one. Mm-hmm.
9 volt?
The 9 volt.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on your tongue.
Yeah.
Put
see, you get it? Yeah. I mentioned that the past two pods, people are like, what are you fucking talking about? I was like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. Okay,
I don't know why you do
I don't know why the 9 volt has those weird fucking nodes on the top. Like, you know, it's like a little king's hat and the queen's hat. It's like it looks like a bad chess piece. Kind of. But what's inside of that?
It's littler batteries.
What?
I'll look it up. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure big batteries are just batteries. There's a bunch of smaller batteries inside.
Well, a 9 volt is just one volts.
Do you know that the Tesla cars are basically just AA batteries? It's like a shit ton of AA batteries.
I knew that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's just fucking tons of them.
I did have, because I do a lot of mountain biking. You have night lights. And back in the day, we got these lights and had this big battery pack that was rechargeable.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is rad. And this cable on mine broke.
It's 6 AAAs.
Oh, that's what the fuck that is?
That's what a 9 volt is?
Or it's 6 quadruple A's. 6 quadruple A's make a 9 volt.
Oh, that just blew my mind.
Yeah, and then inside AAA's, what's in there?
Yeah, right.
It's like Russian nesting dolls of power.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew that. I had a big battery pack that when they opened it up was just a bunch of 9 volts. And now this guy's telling me the 9 volt is just more. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Fucking A.
They've been lying to us this
What
whole
is inside
time?
The small... What is...
What's inside the watch battery? Oh, fuck.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever the smallest battery is. What is going on in there?
I don't know.
This is
and how is it storing energy?
We should start a science podcast.
Is a nuclear power plant just a bunch of double A's? Just 1 trillion double A's? Yeah,
this sucker's nuclear. I'm like, but the Duracell packages tell me otherwise.
Yeah. And if you're listening, I'm not anti-electric vehicles. I'm considering buying an electric vehicle for a third vehicle.
Nice.
But it's going to be a golf cart. Street
Hell
vehicle.
Yeah. Dude, yes.
People drive those in my neighborhood all the time.
We did shopping last year. Like the high-end ones are like 13 grand. You can get used them for like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's exactly what, yes.
Put the blinker on them, the mirrors.
The rims.
Legal. Dude,
yeah.
For downtown Raleigh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I live in 2-3 miles of almost everywhere I drive. My son's high school is less than a mile from our house. And I'm like, do you know how pimp you would be rolling up in a golf cart to high school? And he's like, yeah, it's kind of cool, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, paint it pink like the old Barbie ones?
The maintenance on them? On a golf cart is so affordable. Like I can work on a golf cart. It's so simple, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not, you're not talking about a fossil fuel burning engine. It's literally like a fucking car battery.
Yeah. Which is a bunch of little batteries.
So I'm just like, this is not, and my wife's like, I think it's just, and I understand it's kind of douchey to whip around the neighborhood in a golf cart, but I'm like, but not if it becomes normalized.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the cost on it is great.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It plugs into your freaking house outlet. Yeah. You don't need a special charging station. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't you want your son to drive a car where the max speed is 28 miles an hour?
Like, that's a good sell.
I was like, this is so safe.
Hell yeah.
And she's like, it's not safe when he's driving at the high school and everybody wants to ride with him. And I'm like, so what? So what? Yeah. There's a Bojangles and a cookout half mile from his school.
Yeah.
You roll up to the Bo in a golf cart. You're going to be, it's, I mean. Anyway, I am, I'm for the EV vehicles is my point. I just don't think that they're drilling with electromagnetic drone sweeping in Greenland They're looking for something, and I don't think it's minerals. I think that's a cover story. They're either looking for hospitable land, they're looking for spacecraft reverse engineer, or they're looking for minerals so they can re-engineer something that they already have, which could potentially allow them to leave this planet should they need.
Okay.
I mean, think about it this way. You've got $50 billion. Nobody needs $50 billion, right?
I could use it, but I don't need it.
Well, what would you do with the $49
billion? Oh, I'd probably help every American on Earth like I should and build a library for the kids.
Well, but would you do that if somehow you became worth $50 billion and you're like, hey, you're in the billionaires club now. We need to tell you a few things.
All right. By the way.
The world's going to end and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. The only thing you can do with your money is you can buy a $1.5 billion yacht. Mm-hmm. You can build a spaceship. You can try to find a place in New Zealand, or you can help us drill in Greenland, where we think there's really good chance that we could establish a colony that will survive. Mm. And so, like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, I feel like with when you have that much money, like, what, like, I think a billion is probably too much for one person.
Yeah. Well, let's have
so when you have that much, I think you're just like, well, what am I going to spend all this money on if the world's going to end?
Yeah.
Trying to save me and my family.
This should be the new Brewster's Millions. Is that that movie was where he gets $1 million and he has to spend it?
He gets
in a day?
$30 million.
Oh, 30.
To spend in 30 days.
Oh, okay.
It's a great movie.
Oh, nice.
Is that Richard Pryor? Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I saw that when I was a kid. The one I remember with similar premise is Blank Check.
Oh.
Not really the same premise. But like, you know, you get a bunch of money all at once, which is like, when you grow up in a poor family, that's like a possible thing in your head. You're like, oh, one day I'm going to come across some money. Either through lottery or like get hit by a car.
Yep.
Like,
my wife has a cousin who they won, I think it was like $2.5 million. Gone in 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gone.
That's it. If I had $50 billion, I would spend it all just so I could be the guy to spend $50 billion. Right.
Well, Freddie like bought a lot of shorts of that money.
Well, Bezos' wife did the most logical thing, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
You know, she won $50 billion in a settlement in the divorce. And she's like, I'm giving away $49 billion. I'm keeping $1 billion.
That's great.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not keeping $1 billion because I need $1 billion. I'm keeping $1 billion so I can still have some leverage in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm giving away $49 billion.
That's great. That's so good for her.
Yeah. You know what? The first thing she did with it? What? So fucking cool. She wasn't her. It was her people. They would call up historically black colleges and universities, and they would be like, hey, I work for this foundation, you may never heard of us, but we're going to be giving out some grants. Can you tell us about this? What are some your financial hurdles? And they'd be like, well, we've got this. And then they literally would cut a check for like $13 million.
Pay off all the...
Like we have infrastructure problems. Boom. St. Augs and Raleigh, Shaw and Raleigh, all these HBCUs. Yeah. She gave them millions and millions and millions of dollars to sustain them.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's real cool.
That's awesome.
That's what you would do. But if you're Jeff Bezos, you're like, how do I
dick rocket?
How do I get the fuck off this planet
and
screw everybody else? And I think that's what's going on in Greenland.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. That. Oh, my God. This is really. Yeah. You're making more sense, Justin.
Took it to the end, but we're there.
Yeah. This is because I'm trying to figure out what else it could be.
Yeah.
Or what if they don't even want to get off the planet? They just want to keep building in that cave.
Like, yeah.
There's something in, because there's a tropical climate in there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be right.
Yeah, like that's just where they're going to live.
Right, the ice melts and it's just like a freaking like sandals resort is already there. Yeah, and they're just like, yeah. Yeah, like.
You could start a religion off that. It's could. And then we go to the surface.
Yeah, right.
It'll be hedonism for it. It'll be
Right.
But we've talked about this a lot, is that one of the hypotheses is that there's been multiple generations of civilizations on Earth that get wiped out. Like every 12,000 years, they hypothesize that you just keep wiped. So, and they think that people just keep going underground. So UFOs might be civilizations that still exist here, but live underground because we often see them coming out of lakes and rivers and oceans. And
yeah.
So it's like maybe underground is where the smart people go to survive. And then they just continue to technologically advance while us poors just die.
Surface dwellers. Yeah. Then we come back and then, you know, you have to wait because what will happen is an ice age will form. Mm-hmm. And we might get a pier with reptiles.
Right.
And I was thinking about this the other day, and we've talked about this, Freddie, but if you look at the history of humanity on this planet, and you believe, which I know people debate about this, that humans as an organism, Homo sapiens, evolved from advanced primates, and then there were a couple sort of, you know what the Denovians are and Homo erectus,
Denisovians,
there were a couple like sort of versions of Homo sapiens, and then Homo sapiens came around about 300,000 years ago. And you have to believe it. At 300,000 years, we went from relatively primitive creatures to the civilization that we are today.
Yeah.
In 300,000 years. And you have to believe that in 135 million years, that not a single reptile evolved into an intelligent creature.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
No, that would be nuts.
Yeah. That would be nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
If 135 million years from now were the same as level of intelligence that we are now, you'd be like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right, yeah.
I feel like we evolved from these primitive creatures. Then we build AI. AI, like, we die,
yeah.
But AI gets sad because it was built from humans. Right, yeah, yeah. So that it kills itself, but it also leaves like a, hey, we're going to start over.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
It just kind of...
It's just this, yeah.
Yeah, sad cycle.
yeah, we're probably fucked.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I think there's probably, well, my point is that there's probably like an alien reptilian world under there that's where there's tropical.
Yeah, there's climate. Probably multiple types of worlds under there, right? I mean, there could be factions underneath areas.
Right, and I think what will happen is it'll get really hot. The reptiles will be like, all right, it's our time again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll come back and they'll rule. And then another ice age, and they'll go back down.
They go, oh, yeah.
I just love the idea of fucking lizard people working at fucking Starbucks and having to unionize in the future. Just like, God damn it.
That's so funny because they just hate the cold.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I feel like people.
Everything's cold.
Does anyone really like the heat?
I just started being able to tolerate it last summer. Yeah.
Do you get angry in the heat?
Used to.
Dude, I lose my fucking mind.
Yeah. I like the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like humans are happiest when it's 75 is the high.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, cold, I get cold, but cold, I can stand cold, right? Mm. I feel like people can live in cold.
Yeah.
And be happy.
Yeah.
You can drink your way to happiness.
Yeah.
I don't think we're meant to live in, like, sustained 100-plus degree temperatures. No. Like, if you go to Phoenix,
you're an idiot.
Like, I'm like, I've been to Phoenix. I'm like, you people,
yeah,
you guys are all about to lose your minds. You can tell. It's not a healthy city.
But then you go to Phoenix, and there's tons of people bundled up, and those are all just crackheads because they're just, like, cold from all the drugs.
True.
So that's how they're staying there.
That's how they're staying cool.
Just, I got
to that's my final thought.
Okay.
People aren't supposed to live in warm weather. We're doomed. Mm-hmm. Millionaires, billionaires are trying to find a way off the planet, and whatever they're selling us about this Greenland mining company is a bunch of bullshit.
Okay,
and so that's my final thought.
Okay, I'll give mine, and I'll let you go, Freddie. I think something else is going on. I think maybe they're trying to find a place to live. Could be pretty interesting. I do wonder about the mining stuff because. You could technically go back and see where the plate tectonics split apart and know that there's minerals on this side of the water and Greenland broke off from that. So it should be a similar amount. So there is a possibility that there is something there. And I know that with chips, electronic chips, they're constantly looking for more minerals and mining. And maybe they're trying to end a lot of the slavery and indentured servitude down in Africa and the horrible situations there by putting a bunch of Nordics up in Greenland to mine up there. But I do hope that they're just going up there to live for the apocalypse and that one day Jeff Bezos will be painted on chapels because he will come out of the ground and be a savior to all the lizard people.
Man, that's That probably is on Bezos's mind.
Yeah, if we could read his mind, which, you know, Neuralink one day.
What a man. The ice sheet is, let's say 30, let's say 40 million years old. Mm. Yeah, the Greenland ice sheet is like 40. It's been covered in ice for 40 million years. So I guess the question is underneath all that, is there like an advanced civilization? Right. Even if it's a defunct one, it's just like we're going to get to step back into a time 50 million years ago.
Well, it's like everything melting in Antarctica and all these places. I'm excited to see what they find. It's like Tahoe Mead, where they're finding all these dead bodies and all these busted up boats and stuff at the bottom of the water. It's great. I really want
a moment where it's like something melts and it's just like, oh, that's a fucking skyscraper. I really want that moment of like, oh, that's a pyramid. They have power. We've been wrong. I kind of want that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Like, oh, a Sizzler.
Yeah.
Is that place still around?
I wish.
What a great restaurant that was.
Yeah, or a Benihana shows up.
In Antarctica, they're like.
You got a final thought?
I think this is another way for Jeff Bezos to get more money and more bitches. He's
just trying to get Amazon
he wants your girl putting in Amazon tampons, Amazon Basics tampons. Mm-hmm. I think it's just another one of those moves. If they're gonna find somewhere to live, my final thought is underground. Mm-hmm. But they're still also working on the spaceship.
Oh,
stuff.
For sure.
If that's there, they're definitely doing that.
Too. Yeah. And I'm excited because next week. They're launching, NASA is launching a rocket to circle the moon with a new flight with dummies in it just to test the effects on their dummies. I'm like, shouldn't you already know the effects of orbiting the moon?
Wait, really?
Yeah. And then they're doing that. And then in the future, they're going to send another manned mission to the moon. I think it's coming up. And then there, they're going to build a base so we can get to Mars.
Wow.
So that's exciting. Wow. And that's next week that launches, the test mission.
Wow.
So they're going to put dummies in a spaceship.
Yeah, to test what it's like up there. I'm like, so you didn't go the first time? Shouldn't you have records?
Right, yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And how are they going to – they're not going to be able to ask – are these just dumb people or like actual like crash test dummies?
Crash test dummies.
Oh, I thought you meant like really dumb astronauts.
Yeah, hey, idiot, you want to try to fly around the moon, see if you survive?
Like, we can't waste an astronaut. Just go get a really dumb couple dummies.
Yeah. It's QAnon shaman and somebody else.
You can either go to jail for 6 years for the January 6th insurrection or...
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, you can go to the moon and tell us how these G's feel on your shaman body. I'm down for that. Let people die with dignity, man. I think you're right. I think that's a tell that they did not ever get to the moon.
Right. Yeah. Why would they say, oh, we gotta see what
maybe it's
like.
Just a new, I guess they still gotta do seatbelt crash tests on new models of cars.
Yeah, but that's like, oh, I thought you were saying in the spaceship. It's like, that's like seatbelts on planes. Those things don't fucking do anything. All they do is cut you in half when you crash.
Unless the plane does that.
Just drops straight out.
I read an article, this flight attendant said she saw someone like that happened and this lady hit. And I was like, I'm putting that.
That's oh, yeah, out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a plane do that. It fell. And then it kind of the nose was down when it came out. And the BEV card.
Oh, no.
Just did that, like slammed down the aisle and just.
Elbows.
People's knees and elbows. Like, oh, it didn't hit me, but like, I mean, it was
that's
just like,
good. Then you got, you got a little show.
Yeah. If you're in the back row, that's funny. Oh,
it was
crazy.
What would you do in your last like couple minutes if you're on a plane going down?
I wonder that a lot. I was just
stroke one. I'd get a salami.
That's why you sit in first class because you know they have it.
It's Italian, but it'll work.
All we have is a baguette, sir. Yeah. Will that suffice? Well, I wanted to put it in meat, but
I think we did a joke here, or someone has a joke about like the planes crashing, and some guy just starts like just confessing all this, like I murdered 4 people. I just gotta get it, and then it's like. The plane has leveled.
Yeah.
That's a good.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think if I really had 2 minutes, I probably, depending on who I'm with. If I'm with my family, that's one thing. If it's just me flying across the country.
Just you. This is just you. I don't want to kill a whole family in this hypothetical.
I'm probably just like.
I can see you just
drinking.
Yeah, just drink. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and when they ask you for payment for that drink, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Would you, like, this is, we just had a guy in Raleigh, like, his plane was going down and he just jumped out. You know this?
He survived?
No, he died.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tragic. It's
tragic.
He actually jumped out the back because they opened the back of the plane for him to get air because he wasn't feeling well. Yeah. And he just went out the back.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It was like an emergency landing, and no one's really sure why he jumped out. And I'm sure that if the plane were crashing, there are people that would be like, fuck it. Like, I have some chance of living.
Right.
Yeah.
But right. Not from that. I don't
know.
That's
a really good one. If you jump out, then the plane's like, we just got engine one back. We're leveling off.
Yeah, and you're like, what a mistake. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I actually thought initially it was that he pulled off the jump right at the right time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because every kid has thought of that.
I've always thought that.
He did it?
Like, I always told my mom, I was like, if I was on an elevator falling, I'd just jump out right at the last minute. And she's like, you're an idiot. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm not. Yeah. I still think it's possible.
You don't see my genius. they
haven't come up with a way where, like, you're like, I don't want my seat cushion to contain a flotation device. I want it to contain a parachute.
Yeah,
that would work just strapped.
Yeah, what am I going to do with dead floating in an ocean? Just get eaten by shark.
That's a liability, though. If one of them fucking parachutes go off while you're on the plane.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Where it you does. Just like rip your seat cushion off, jump out of the plane, pull your. At least I have a shot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Before we do, though, Freddie. Folks can find you, I'm sure, on the social medias. They can listen to your podcast or maybe even see your hot Twitter takes on the front page or Reddit. Where can they do that at?
Find me on Instagram, Freddie Valoy, first and last name, and just sign up through my Patreon from there if you want. And then the name of the podcast is Fred Talk.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, look, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm still Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Freddie Valoy.
Peace.
That was fun. I was like, fucking.
Yeah.